We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school wrestling. The Harlan boys will open up their season this coming Saturday. They host the Dan Hill Invitational. Adam Bendorf, head coach for the Cyclones, joins me now. And, Coach, you do lose five seniors off of last year's squad, including a couple of those studs like Spencer Fink, Jesse Jens, Brody McKinley, Reese Cook, and Austin Spray, your other seniors there. But you do have some talent coming back. How do you feel about your team coming into a new wrestling season?
Good, yeah. You know, we've got a pretty young team this year. We got a lot of freshmen out, which is great for the future, you know, but it's kind of a building year. I think we only have two seniors that'll be on our varsity lineup. So, but yeah, we've got a few returners too. You know, got Jaden Stevens, Brody Bendorf, and a few others, Sandquist. So, you know, we've got some guys coming back, but again, we're pretty young. I think we'll be even more solid next year. But yeah. So, but regardless, I mean, every year, every season, regardless of how many good guys you got, it's always about improving and getting better. So goals don't change.
Yeah, sure. Well, Jaden Stevens went 27-24 last year. Nick Goobles went 18-13. What do you see from each one of these two seniors coming into this season?
Yeah, I think they're both going to do well for us. Jaden's a little bit more of a year-round wrestler. I know he really kind of got into football and did well this year too in that. You know, sometimes I think that for some of these wrestlers that are just all into wrestling, sometimes I think it's really good for them to do well in football or another sport and really feel and experience some success there. I think it gives them some confidence just in general. And also I think it relieves a little bit of the pressure that sometimes they put on themselves that they have to be great at this or that. You know, they start doing really well at something else and then they're like, oh, maybe I'm not just a good wrestler. I'm a good football player. I'm a good person or whatever, you know? So I think those boys both have developed and did well in football. So yeah, I'm optimistic. I think they'll have a great wrestling season too.
Yeah, I agree totally. I think even college coaches are looking for not just a kid who specializes in wrestling in one sport, yeah, but they're looking for somebody who is successful in football and wrestling and maybe even baseball and other things as well. They're looking for the complete package, aren't they?
Sure, absolutely. And I think, honestly, I think if we could get our entire offensive line in the wrestling room, I think we'd be set up pretty well for the next year, honestly.
I agree with you. I agree 100%. Well, you need to start going down that O-line and get those big eaters into the wrestling room.
We're trying. We're doing it.
Yeah. So Brody Bendorf, I mean, he went to state last year. He battled injuries last season. Didn't come on until about midway through the season. I think it was after winter break. Went 0-2 at state. Still qualified, though. But I imagine he's looking for something better this year. However, I guess he's battling injuries again at the start of the year.
Yeah, you know, darn it, I think he was actually kind of excited about this season and getting going and Dan Hill and the first tournament and everything. But like the day before wrestling practice starts, he was doing backflips and strained his back, you know. And sometimes those back injuries, but they can just kind of linger and just kind of haunt you for the rest of the season. I hope that's not the case for him. But he's still dealing with it. I'm, you know, he's been seeing chiropractor and PT, and I think he'll be fine. I just don't know if he's going to be ready quite yet for Dan Hill. We'll see.
But what do you see from him, and what does he need to do to you want him to have a full season? You don't know how long he's going to miss. Like you say, back injuries can go a number of different ways. But what are his prospects of having a big season if he can get back out on the mat?
No, I think they're really good. You know, his older brother Zane just got back from his mission to Brazil. And so he's been in working with him a little bit. And so I think having two older brothers and you know, they kind of set the stage or you know, kind of show you what's possible. And you kind of realize that your brother's not a superhero and you can be as good as him, you know. So I think that they motivate each other, and I think that it's good that Zane's back and he'll kind of help encourage and kind of work with him on some technique and stuff too. So yeah, Brody, I think he's got great potential. Just got to get him confident and confident not just in his wrestling ability but in his body, you know, that it's not going to break. And had problems with shoulders and hips and backs and, you know, So yeah, we'll grind through it and do what we can and see what he's able to accomplish.
And then Cheaton Stephen went 36-23 last year, also made it to state, went 0-2 at the tournament. If my memory serves me correctly, I believe he was a transfer last year from Audubon. And what are his prospects coming into his junior year?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, I'm really excited about – well, I'm excited about all these kids. But Cheaton, in one in particular, you know, he last year had success. He went to state. But already this year, I'm seeing a little bit more focus from him in the practice room, a little bit more effort, a little bit more intensity. And so that will inevitably translate into success. I mean, you know, if you're working harder in the wrestling room practice, then you're going to get better. It's kind of inevitable. So, yeah, I'm optimistic for Chayton. I think he's going to have a great year.
And Nathan Sandquist, I think it was at 106 last year, 36-11 record, impressive record, but again, did not make it through districts into state. And so he's got to be hungry. What are his prospects coming into his junior year?
Yeah, that's one hardworking kid right there. I mean, I don't ever have to yell at him or push him in practice. He just sees the self-motivator. And again, just with that work ethic, you get better. And he has every year, he's gotten a lot better. And so, yeah, again, he's going to be hungry this year and he's not going to be holding anything back. I definitely, I wouldn't be surprised to see him on the podium at state. Honestly, I really do. I think he's improving just with his trajectory. I would foresee him up on a place in that state.
And who are some other juniors and sophomores that you are looking at in your lineup this year?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot and I'm going to forget somebody and I'm going to get in big trouble. Oh, let's see. So we talked about Brody. We talked about Chayton. We talked about, we got a freshman coming up. Yeah, we talked about Nathan. Avery Kimmon, you know, coming up as a freshman. He's, you know, had a pretty promising career in youth wrestling and pretty tough kid. So excited to see how he does. There's a few other freshmen kind of in there that really are great potentials for us. I think that could do pretty well.
Well, I look at sophomores like Jamison Clark, 26-28.
Yeah.
Benjamin Gray, 22-28. Those two guys were, you know, up and down. And as last year as freshmen, I imagine you're looking for consistency from them.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And again, those guys just getting mat time as a freshman, getting all those varsity matches, they're going to be learning and growing and getting better. So yeah, they'll improve. I'm looking forward to seeing how they kind of step in and do that.
Another one in the same category would be Jason Ludwig, who went 25-28 last year as a sophomore.
Yep. I'm kind of same boat. Yeah. And then we've got Jasper Nielsen, of course, at heavyweight, you know, that kid is just a big kid and he's kind of growing into his body a little bit. I think he's just becoming a little bit more coordinated and his technique's improving. So yeah, I'm excited to see how he does too. A couple guys that came out and were planning on just kind of doing, just practicing just for, just stay in shape and, you know, just develop their athleticism and they weren't really excited about competing, but, I'm trying to talk them into it because we need them. We got, Jackson Arnholtz and there's another one too, 13 pounder. I can't remember his name. I'm terrible. But yeah, just looking to see if we can't pull some guys in because we got some spots to fill. So, I hate to have those empty weights, you know, especially in duels. So we'll see if we can't get them filled up.
Right. And your other son, Liam Bendorf, I guess he's a freshman this year. You got another Bendorf coming in there. You mentioned to me before we started that he's a little bit hurt to bang up. What's his prospects of getting out on the mat this year?
Yeah, he messed up his MCL last game of football during the very last game. But he's healing. He's doing PT. They're saying he probably could play. Probably could wrestle after the first of the year. So we'll kind of just have to play it year by year or day by day and see how things, you know, how they kind of play out. But
right.
But hopefully he is. I hate to see him not wrestle his freshman year. Gosh, you know, that's just kind of a I mean, you hate to lose any year, but, you know, you come in as a sophomore and you didn't get to wrestle as a freshman, and you feel a little insecure and you feel a little bit unsure of yourself in that situation more than otherwise, you know. So hopefully we get him in there and get some mat time with him.
And so what do you see from some of the prospects? What are you looking at here at this tournament on Saturday to open things up?
What do you mean, like his first competition or his
what are your goals? What do you expect to see from your team here in the first competition?
Yeah, no, I think you know, we're 3 weeks into practice and we've, you know, just like every year, we kind of hit the basics to begin with. And I feel like we're really kind of hitting the fundamentals pretty well this year. So I'm thinking that we're going to be really ready. We've been conditioning pretty hard. And so, I think we'll be able to have a good showing. I think we'll show up and do well on Saturday. Again, I don't know if we've got the experience, you know, with these younger kids, to blow the doors off the place, but I think we'll certainly represent like we'd normally do. I think Harlan's usually pretty ready. So,
well, a younger team this year, but some talent definitely there. Need to get some kids healthy, and hopefully it'll all come together for you. Coach, really appreciate your time. We look forward to following your Cyclone team from now all the way to the well, now KC Center, whatever we want to call it. And best of luck of the season. Thanks so much.
Very good. Thanks so much. I appreciate your time.
Adam Bendorf, head coach for Harlan Boys Wrestling, with us here on KSOM.